In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, your fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ, and those who have been given life by the Holy Spirit. Do you hear the sound of a rushing, violent wind right now? Do you see tongues of fire separating and resting on all our heads? Do you suddenly have the ability to speak in another language, even if you've never spoken that language before? Since none of those things are happening right now, and since I doubt that you've ever seen any of those things happen during your lifetime, can we be certain that the Holy Spirit is at work? Where's God's Spirit today? For we know that the Holy Spirit does important work, but his work can sometimes be hard to define. We get the work of God the Father, right? He's the one who created all things and all that exists. He preserves us and all creation day after day and protects us from all harm and danger. And we get the work of God the Son. His work is easiest to distinguish. After all, he was the one that took on human flesh in the womb of his virgin mother Mary. He died for your sins. He rose from the dead to conquer sin, death, and Satan forever. But the work of God, the Holy Spirit, that work can be a little hard to define. It can be a little hard to distinguish. And so where is God's Spirit today? We all know that he's doing important work. We confess that every time we confess one of the creeds. Not only do we call him the Lord, the giver of life, and if he's the giver of life, that's pretty important. But on top of that, every time we confess the creed, we confess his important work when we talk about the Holy Christian Church, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of all flesh. It's not just a coincidence that all those doctrines are under the third article, the work of the Holy Spirit. They are all the work of God, the Holy Spirit. And so if he is doing this important work, then I ask again, can you be certain where and when he is working? Where's God's Spirit today? Maybe we should be looking for the sound of a violent wind, for tongues of fire, or for the ability to speak in other languages. Maybe we should be looking for the ability to heal people miraculously, for the ability to roll on the floor. Have you ever seen people do that? Or for the ability to speak in other tongues as if it's some coded message from God himself. Maybe we should be looking for some other outward sign. After all, on the first Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, there were all those outward signs. And in our second lesson from 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about different gifts of the Spirit, gifts that the Spirit gives for the common good of the people. And so is this what we should be looking for? Is this what we should be expecting? Should we look for some sort of outward sign as proof that God the Holy Spirit is actually doing his work? Well, you know there are churches and religions, even Christian ones, who teach that, right? They point to these outward signs and say it's only by these outward signs that you can prove that God the Holy Spirit is really at work. And so they'll pray and pray and pray for these outward signs, and they'll look for the ability to do all these special things. And if they don't have that ability, either they'll just flat out make it up in the hopes that they can fool people, or they'll actually be driven to depression or despair because they're trying and trying and trying to get the ability to do these things, and it doesn't seem like the Spirit is coming upon them. And if the Spirit isn't coming upon them, then maybe they're not a faithful believer in Christ. Do you see how sad it is when people place all their hope in the work of the Spirit in these outward signs? And so if we can't place our hope in these outward signs, if these outward signs aren't the proof that the Holy Spirit is at work, then I ask again, where is God's Spirit working today? Can we ever be certain where and when the Holy Spirit is at work? We can. For listen to what St. Peter says at the very end of our text. Quoting the prophet Joel, he says these words. He says, "This will happen. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." And there it is. There's the proof that we need. There's the certainty that God the Holy Spirit is at work. That proof and that certainty happens when people call on the name of the Lord. For as St. Paul said at the beginning of our second lesson, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. For we cannot, by our own thinking or choosing, believe in Jesus Christ our Lord or come to him. How could we, by our own thinking or choosing, believe in Jesus Christ or come to him? We're sinners. And we've been sinners from the moment we've come into the world, receiving that curse from our parents. And so as sinners, any choice that we make by ourselves is wrong. Every choice that we make by ourselves is selfish. And so if God said, you have to choose to believe in me, or you have to decide to open up your heart so that you can receive the forgiveness of sins, if God put that decision on you, you and I, we would all fail to make that decision. We would all fail to open up our hearts and accept Christ. We would all do the exact opposite. We would choose to reject Christ. It's what each and every one of us would do by nature. And God knew that. God knew that by nature we could not open up our hearts to Jesus on our own and decide to believe in him. He knew that we were too sinful to do that. So what does God do? Well, through the gospel message, which is the good news about Jesus' death and resurrection, through that gospel message, God sends his Holy Spirit. He sends his Holy Spirit to you through the gospel to break open your heart that is hardened with sin. He sends the Holy Spirit to you through the gospel so that the Holy Spirit can make your heart soft and Christ can enter and grow inside of your heart. He sends the Holy Spirit to you through the gospel so that you don't utter curses out of your mouth, but instead can confess the name of the Lord. For what comes out of your mouth shows what is on your heart. And so if you are praising Christ with your mouth, it shows that Christ is reigning in your heart. Yes, through the work of God the Holy Spirit, which comes through the gospel message, he has created and strengthened faith inside of your heart. Without the Spirit, you would never accept Christ. But by the work of the Spirit given through the gospel message, you receive Christ and are able to confess his holy name. What other proof do you need that God the Holy Spirit is at work in you? What other proof do you need that God the Holy Spirit is at work in this congregation? We don't need outward signs like the sound of wind or tongues of fire or rolling on the floor or the ability to speak in other tongues. We have something that is far greater than that. Look around you. We have men and women and children who are confessing the name of the Lord. That's the greatest work of the Holy Spirit. It's far greater than any outward sign. And if you need proof of that, proof that all of you gathered here confessing the name of the Lord is the greatest work of the Holy Spirit, if you need more proof of that, all we need to do is to go back to our text. For notice in our text that the outward signs of the wind and the fire on the head and the ability to speak in other languages, did you notice that that outward sign did not convert one person? Did you notice that those outward signs did not cause one people to confess in Jesus as the Savior? Instead, what conclusion did some come to because of those outward signs? They accused the apostles of being drunk. For while the Spirit caused those outward signs, the Spirit was not at work through those outward signs to create and strengthen faith. You see, there is only one thing that God the Holy Spirit works through so that you can receive Christ and confess his holy name. And that one thing is the gospel message. That's it. It's the only reason, the only thing that the Holy Spirit works through to establish faith in people's hearts. It's why in our text, the 3,000 people who came to faith and were baptized on Pentecost, that didn't happen after those outward signs. That only happened after the preaching of the gospel. And it's why the only way that people come to faith today, regardless of their race or nationality or sex or anything else, the only way someone comes to faith today, it's only through the preaching of the gospel. Because that's what the Holy Spirit is at work through. And so if you want proof that God the Holy Spirit is at work today, if you want certainty that the Holy Spirit is doing his important work, all you have to do is open up your eyes and look around you whenever the gospel is being proclaimed. Open up your eyes and look around you right now. Look at all the families that are gathered here right now. Even though it is Memorial Day weekend and the weather outside is practically perfect, and you could probably be doing a whole host of other things right now, right? Look at all the families, all the people that gathered here right now. Look at you all confessing the name of the Lord. Look at you all receiving Christ and receiving comfort and hope and peace. Listen to you all singing praises to God. And know that this is happening in churches across the world today. This is the greatest proof that the Holy Spirit is at work. For none of these things would be happening if it had not been for the work of the Holy Spirit. None of you would confess Christ's name and sing praises to him if you had to make that decision on your own. Remember, we're too sinful to do that. Instead, the only reason that you are gathered here and singing praises to your God, the only reason that churches across the world have their doors open today and people are confessing their name, the name of the one true God, the only reason that is happening is because God, the Holy Spirit, is at work in this world right now. He's at work through the gospel message. And so, my dear Christian friends, we don't need any outward signs. We don't need wind or fire or the ability to speak in other tongues. It's a trick of the devil who wants us to focus on those things instead of the gospel. Instead, what we need is the gospel message. We need to hear that gospel message, and we need to proclaim that gospel message to anyone who might need to hear it. For whenever the gospel message is proclaimed, God, the Holy Spirit, is at work. And whenever God the Holy Spirit is at work, people will receive Christ, confess his holy name, and be saved for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise, and on this festival of Pentecost, we sing the Create in Me, asking God to continue to send the Holy Spirit to us.